Well, one could say to you from a sociological and a psychological point of view that every performance is unique and is unique for every listener. So when we're talking about musical styles, everybody carries their own categorical perception of what that style might be, which was the subtext of Johann's comments. Interestingly, we have this notion, you probably have this notion, but we do as in England, of what an English cathedral choir sounds like. With a colleague, we made some recordings of a variety of different cathedral choirs and also girls' choirs, and we played these to experienced listeners. And what we found was that there is not an English cathedral choir typical sound. What there is something that you have in your head. You carry around a stereotype, archetype, whatever it is, of what you think that is. And then you say, that's it! And you recognize it. And so some of our choirs, people were absolutely categorically assured that these were girls they were listening to. And so there were clear differences. At the time we made these recordings, and of course because the personnel now are different, you're going to get different effects. But at the time we made the recordings in the mid-90s, Gloucester Cathedral at that time had a characteristic sound. Virtually everybody agreed. Salisbury Boys, we had half of our people were absolutely sure that this was girls. So it's very interesting. All of this real life is fuzzy and messy, and we have to celebrate that when we're building our big theories.